John, chapter 18. Yes, Easter fastly approaching, the Lord began to deal with my heart around some of the events taking place around the time of our Lord's crucifixion, just before the time of the resurrection. And the Lord began to deal with my heart with this passage of Scripture. So I'll begin down in verse 28. And we'll try to look at some things the Lord has placed on my heart. The Bible says in John 18 and 28, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not deliver him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself? Or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from this, from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find no fault, or I find in him no fault at all. But you have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. I'll stop reading there. If the Lord grants us the ability, I may feature into the next chapter somewhat as well. But that is reading verse 28 through verse 40. William Shakespeare made a statement once that said, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Such is the life of Pontius Pilate. Were it not for his connection with Jesus Christ, Pontius Pilate would have probably passed through the scenes of history unnoticed by the majority of the world. Everything that happened in his life up to this point, and all that would happen to him afterwards, hinged on this great event. It was a crisis point in his life. And so it is with anyone that comes face to face with Jesus. You see, the trial presented here was more than the trial of Jesus Christ. It was the trial of Pontius Pilate. That is what I want to preach on today. For a little while, on the trial of Pontius Pilate, as in any trial, there is evidence presented. There are witnesses that speak up. The truth is sought out, and decisions are made. As Pilate here was searching for the truth about Jesus, Jesus was searching the heart of Pontius Pilate that day. But in all of the questions, in all of the answers, there are some things we learn about Jesus Christ that Jesus wanted Pilate to understand. First of all, I put it like this, that we learn if Christ is King, then we ought to crown Him. I realize that That is one of the first things questioned about Jesus Christ. That's one of the accusations that the religious leaders made about Jesus claiming to be a king. In Luke chapter 23, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And the whole multitude then arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself was Christ the King." That is the first question that Pilate asked of Jesus. Notice verse 33. "And then he said, Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews?" Pilate asked him concerning the fact of their accusation that he was the King of the Jews. Pilate's question is more a question of sarcasm. As he looked on Jesus that day, what Pilate saw did not reflect a king. Pilate saw the man that had no royal robe, had no scepter in his hand, had the crown of gold on his head. Pilate looked at him, and he saw the man wearing the garments of a peasant. There was no pageantry in his life. And the looks reflected nothing of the king. But I say to our hearts today, looks can be deceiving. Because as Jesus stood that day before Pontius Pilate, he was in fact a king. Pilate was asking, "Are you a king? Are you the King of the Jews?" And nothing about Christ looked like a king. Pilate was skeptical. Pilate was walking. And Jesus, standing before Pilate, was a king. You see, the fact of the matter today is that people don't want to realize that Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. People want to see themselves as king of their own lives, king of their own destiny, king of their own wants and ways. But Christ is truly the King. And I say to our heart, lift He is King, and He is. Waiting to crown Him as King in our lives. Preacher, when you say, crown Him as King, what are you getting at? I'm getting at the fact of making Him the priority of your life. Allowing Him to have first place in your life. There are people today that would be asked and say to them, does Christ really mean something important to you? There's a lot of people would say, well, I've given Him a place in my life. But He doesn't want just a place. Some would say, well, I've given Him a place of importance in my life. I've given Him a prominence when I'm hurting or in trouble. I talk to Him about it. But He just doesn't want a place of prominence. You see, He wants the place of preeminence in our lives. He wants to be first and foremost in everything. Pilate began to ask Jesus a little more. Bound Him Himself. Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. Then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. Jesus said, I'm a king, but not the kind of king you're thinking of. You see, Jesus didn't come to promote a political agenda. Jesus didn't come to prepare Himself an earthly kingdom at that time. Jesus came to establish a spiritual kingdom where He would rule and reign in the hearts of people. I ask just the question today. Where does Jesus sit in your life? I ask you, is He on the throne of your heart or is self? Don't want you to get me wrong about what I'm about to say. But I believe with all of my heart, when you get saved by the grace of God, you accept Him as Savior and He becomes Lord of your life. But I don't know why. But there are occasions It's like we move him off the throne. Then we set ourselves up. We want to go this way. We want to go that way. We want this to happen. But once we get what we desire, we'll let him come back and sit on the throne. I don't know why I haven't even thought about this till just now. But as a pastor through the years, I've been around people, church members, that have said, I have really wanted to change jobs. And the door opened. And I just believe when the door opened, it's what God wants. And they take the job. And I've watched them get out of the will of God. They said, God opened the door. So it is. But they got away from the Lord. I remember somebody. I'm not calling names. They don't come here any longer. I remember when I was here the first time. Somebody stood on the sidewalk at the bottom of the stairs telling me how God had opened the door for a job. And I said, is that right? They said, yes. The only problem is I can't come to church like I've been coming. And they got out of church completely. I understand there are jobs and occupations where people in law enforcement or firefighters or medical services, these services at times, understand that. This wasn't that kind of thing. But I watched them get away from God, fall out of church. It was years before they got back right with God. I will tell you, we need to make Him Lord of everything in our life. Every choice, every decision, if Christ is King, we ought to crown Him as King in our lives. Secondly, I say this, Pilate was still having a hard time finding any fault with Jesus. I believe he really tempted to set him free. But the crowd was adamant. Pilate goes in, talks with Jesus over and over. Jesus made a statement in verse 37. Well, Pilate says, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am king. Jesus was saying, you said it. I am. But he said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus said, this is why I was born. This is why I came into the world. Maybe you didn't pick it up. But there's a distinction in the two things he says. He says he was born. But he also said he came into the world. That word came, it means to come from one place to another place. So Jesus was saying, yes, I was born, but I already existed before that. Then he says, I came to bear witness to truth. Pilate's response, what is truth? And walked out. You see, Pilate had heard all different kinds of truth. So much so that Pilate was saying, in my words, can anybody really know the truth? What is truth? Jesus said, I bear witness of truth. We live in a day of conflicting truth, do we not? We have attempted in our society to gather all the edge of religion, put them in a single basket, and say it doesn't matter what you believe, just so you believe something. I have heard it all of my Christian life. People make the statement something like this. Well, it don't matter where you go to church, just so you go somewhere. I want to tell you, you need to be where the truth is being taught and preached. I'm not saying everybody's got to be a Baptist. I'm not saying everybody needs to be a Lutheran or a Methodist or whatever. But you need to be hearing the truth. So it's important where you hear these things. Because we live in a day of conflicting truths. People are saying, well, Muhammad is equal with Christ. The Quran is as good as the Bible. They say that Allah is the same thing as God, but they're not. They're not. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the truth. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if He is the truth, we ought to believe Him. We ought to believe Him in a world of conflicting truth. We need to believe what He says. We're not the only in a day of conflicting truth, but compromising truth. There was a time when things stood in black and white. But we've smeared them in the shades of gray now. Things that used to be sin, well, they're not so much sin anymore. We tried to be all things to all men, to the point where nothing to any man. I remember years ago in Alexander County while I was there. We had an alcohol referendum in the county. Several of our churches worked hard to try to defeat alcohol being more accessible. In time, we lost in our efforts. Preacher, why'd you lose? Because of alcohol industries? We lost because churches, pastors wouldn't take a stand. We lost because Christians wanted their social drink. We're living in a day when people that call themselves preachers are declaring from their pulpits things that are lies. I've always liked Charles Stanley. Believe he always, when he was alive, preached the truth. He is a son. Andy started his own church and been pastoring. But he's sure gonna believe like his dad. Andy Stanley has been preaching and declaring that they're open to whatever. Gays, lesbians, transgenders, they're saying they all were just need to come home to church and we'll accept you as you are. Things aren't sin anymore. But I want to tell you, if he's the truth, 2,000 years ago, he's still the truth. What God declared sin years ago, still sin today. So I say, Pilate's idea is a lot of people's idea. What is truth? This one says truth, that one says truth. What is truth? Jesus said, I'm the truth. I'm the truth. So if he's the truth, we need to believe him. My time's gone. And my voice hidden, wanting to work as good as I know. But there were two other things I would say. As it ventures into chapter 19, Pilate scourges Jesus. Soldiers put a crown of thorns on him. Put an old robe across his shoulders and they smite him. Pilate brings him to the crowd. Pilate's hoping they'll see him all bloodied and beaten and Possibly they'll have a little compassion. They don't have any compassion. Pilate says, behold the man. They say, away with him. Crucify him. Pilate still doesn't really want to do it. Not that he's accepted Jesus. He just don't want to put him to death for no reason. Then the Jews make a statement and said he made himself the Son of God. Bible said when Pilate heard that saying, he was afraid. Pilate came back in and he asked Jesus, who really are you? Where are you from? Jesus wouldn't answer him. Pilate said, you don't realize I've got the power to kill you or set you free, but you won't answer me. Jesus said, you would have no power at all except it were given you from above. Jesus was claiming himself to be the Son of God. You see, if he is God's Son, and he is, then we ought to worship him. We ought to bow before him and worship him. He's the only one worthy of worship today. Pilate would not do it. Pilate wouldn't believe who he was. Pilate was skeptical of the truth. Pilate did not accept that he was the Son of God. But then in John chapter 19, verses 15 and 16, Pilate wanted again to try to set him free, and they set away with him, crucify him. And they did. Matthew tells us one final question Pilate asked the crowd. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? Pilate gives in to the pressure, allows them to take Christ to be crucified. But here's the thing. Every individual that ever lives has to make a choice about Christ. You don't get through this world saying, well, I'm not going to choose one way or the other. Because everyone has to make their choice. Pilate made his. Pilate sinned away his day of grace. Pilate had no idea what he did with Jesus that day would seal his heart for eternity. Some may ask, well, what happened to Pilate after all of this? History says that Pilate faced a lot of shame and disgrace in time. Then they say, according to the records, Pilate took his own life. I wonder how it would have been for Pontius Pilate. He would have said that day, you know, there's something about this man And I need to believe what he says. Trust him. I believe there's a lot of people in hell. They never intended to be there. They had good intentions of one day giving their life to Jesus. But they never did. I have the dad of my best friend to talk to me one time. He said, "Tony, years ago, heard your dad preach a revival meeting at Lyledown Baptist Church. And he said, I was in the service on a particular night. I felt something in my heart I never felt before. And he said, I felt like I ought to go up to the altar and give my heart to the Lord. But he said, I didn't. He said, I left that service. And I'll never forget what he said. He said, Tony, there's a lot of years ago and I've never felt that in my heart again. He's dead now. And I've often wondered, Lord, was that his one and only opportunity? And now he's in hell. You see, I believe you can sin away your day of grace. I believe God can deal with your heart and tug on your heart, and one day he may just say, I'll never touch you again. That was it. I'll be honest with you, I'd a whole lot rather preach something else today. Because the thought was in my mind, surely everybody there is going to be Christians. And I couldn't get away from the message. Because if he is king, he needs to be crowned in your life. If he is the Savior, he needs to be accepted. If he's the truth, we need to believe him. We need to give him our life, our all. I've said it so much lately, I hesitate to say it again. These things are winding up in this whole world. I believe it isn't going to be long till Jesus comes. And I'll be honest with you. I have said it over and over again, but I'm going to say it one more time today. Nothing would break this preacher's heart anymore than for somebody to see it Sunday after Sunday and hear me preach and die and go to hell. I want to see you all in heaven. Every one of you. I want to see you there. By testimonies, I believe. Believe you're saved. Really, I've heard you testify to the fact. But only you know in reality where you stand with Jesus. Brother Kevin, I want you to get us a song. I've given you my heart today. I've given you what the Lord said to share with you. Not the most popular, I guarantee. But I've tried to give you the truth. I want you to search your heart. Search your heart. See if all is well in your heart. If it is, thank God for it. But even if you say, preacher, all is well, I've got people on my heart, family members and friends that I know they're not ready for Jesus to come. Oh, I want to pray for them like I've never prayed for them. That you'll give them one more opportunity to be saved. While we stand, if there's a need in your heart, would you come today? Would you come?